Hi, everyone. Welcome in. This is Reverend Patty. Hi. Hello. All right. You are in the August Clairvoyant Meditation Service. Welcome in. Welcome in. We're going to move a little bit of energy. It's kind of fun, kind of exciting. It's nice to see you all. Thanks for coming. So this meditation theme is living life in vibrant color. Wow, sometimes our colors get flattened out. What do I mean by colors? Well, we all have colors in our space, in our energy field, in our aura, in our subtle bodies. And those colors are actually visible through Carilion photography and clairvoyance and your own knowingness, your own ability to see your space. And so our colors can get flat. Our colors can get dull. Our colors can turn into more black and white or gray. And that's because there's stuff in our space. So what we're going to do today is just do a brief meditation and move some of that out to give our space a boost. All right, you ready? Yeah, who wants to do that? Woohoo! Great. If at any time you need to mute yourself, you can press 6 on your keypad if you have any background noise. Okay? I'm just going to go ahead and begin the meditation, and you can close your eyes. Okay? So go ahead and just close your eyes and see if you can find a quiet place to sit. Yeah. And sit with your feet on the floor. There you go. And spine upright. Otherwise, you might just have a nap. You might have a nap anyway, but we want you present. So go ahead and find that place right behind your eyes. In the clairvoyant world, we call that your center of head. Hi, welcome in. So find that place right behind your eyes. That's the place of clear seeing. That's the place of imagination. That's the place of neutrality. It's easier to look at some things. Okay? So find that place and just be there energetically. Right behind your eyes. That's upstairs. Yeah. Good. It's the easiest to create there, create images, and to see what you create. All right. So what we want to do first, I'm going to show you a tool. Some of you know it, and that's all right. It's just kind of fun to play with it and practice it in a group and move some energy. So the tool is a grounding cord. And so what I want you to do from that place, right behind your eyes, is create an image. An image of something you can use as a line of energy. Okay, a line of energy that you're going to place at the base of your spine. Don't do it yet. And you're going to connect yourself to the earth, to Mother Earth. Yeah. So often we use trees with nice long roots. You could use a copper prayer wheel. You could use a giant crystal. Whatever you want, whatever you makes you feel happy. Yeah, so create that image of something you can use as a grounding cord. Maybe you want to use a lightning bolt. No right or wrong. It's up to you. It's your creation. When you have a clear image that you like, I want you to reach out with your psychic hand. You don't have to move your body. Just reach out and grab that grounding cord and place it right at the base of your spine, at your first chakra. That might be a new word for some of you. That means energy wheel. But just place it right there at the base of your spine, at the tip of your tailbone. And just know that you can attach it. You can just pop it on, push it on, press it on, thread it on. It's up to you. All right, looks like everybody's doing that. And then you're going to grow that grounding cord nice and long. So it's going to grow down. And you can just stay at that place behind your eyes called your center of head. Stay there and just postulate or see it growing long. And so it's going to go down into the earth, starting with the foliage, going into the dirt and the rocks and pebbles, and water, going down further to the deep earth and the crystals, to the heat, all the way down to the center of the planet. And I want you to pop that grounding cord into the earth. So press it in, grow it in. If you're using a tree, you can imagine roots growing down into the earth. And just know that this works. This is a vehicle for you to feel safe in your body. It's a vehicle for you to move energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a tube-shaped something, perhaps a tree, or anything else you can think of or imagine. There you go. And once you're grounded, we're going to begin to let go of some energy. Some of those energies that dull our space. Yeah. So some time ago, I had this friend come to me and say, "Hey, you know, my little daughter," this was a toddler, a three-year-old, came up to my friend and said, "Hey, mommy, when you're sad, your color is brown." Not that brown's a bad color, but the child noticed. Mom's space was different. Mom was sad. Mom was feeling down. Mom's energy was different. And so what an amazing observation by a toddler. And so there's a way to uplift your space if you're feeling down because there's something in there bothering you. Let's start with some of those things. So what I want you to do is go back up to that place right behind your eyes called your center of head, and I want you to let go of any stress. Everybody has some from somewhere. Maybe it's work encounters. Yeah. Just let it go. Even if you're not sure, just imagine it going down and out the grounding cord, going out of your space, your inner space, the space around you, just letting that go. Stress. Yeah, let go of any body discomforts. They might arise from stress or pressure, demand. Demand from work, demand from friends, family. Just begin to let that out. Now that stress can create muddy colors in your aura. We want to brighten you up today. Yeah. What else do you want to let go of? What dulls your space? How about invalidation? Sometimes we run into others, people, a situation, a circumstance where you don't feel like you're enough. Maybe someone has said that out loud. You're not enough of this. Young, too old, too this, too that. It doesn't matter. It's not the truth. But sometimes we hold on to it, don't we? And that can create a certain energy in your space, and you want to let that go. Yeah. Anything that said you weren't enough, because you are. Yeah, let it go. Take your time and know that it works. Gravity takes it out. You don't have to go down there with a shovel or anything. Just let it go. You may notice your space is getting lighter already. Hi, welcome in. So what we've created is a grounding cord. We've attached it to the base of our spine, all the way down to the center of the planet. A line of energy to let go of some things that create a muddy aura or murky, make you feel down a little bit. So letting those things go. Let go of any emotions that you're done with. Sometimes we sit in an emotion. It might be ours. They're all important, every one of them. So you can have all your emotions. But when you're done with it, you can release it. Yeah, you don't have to tuck it away, but just let it go and move on to another emotion, another state of being. Yeah, we don't have to camp out in one emotion because it's been there a while or hold on to it too tight. Sometimes there's other people's emotion in our space. How'd that get there? Sometimes it just does. So let that go. Anybody else's emotions in your space. Maybe someone was expressing some anger and you took it. Maybe you wanted to help them. I'll take that for you. You're feeling bad. Let that go. That's not your optimum vibration. How about this one? Have you been surfing the internet? Have you been cruising through social media? And maybe some of those images stayed in your space. Yeah, they got kind of stuck in there, or your energy stayed with that. Let those go on out. Maybe you compared yourself to something you saw. Oh, gosh. As I say these things, you can simply let them out of your space. They go floating down out of your aura layers, out of a chakra or energy center in your body, and they just tumble down the grounding cord. We're not polluting. Mother Earth takes it and recycles that energy. It goes back to where it came from. You don't have to hold it. Nice letting go, isn't it? Permission to let go via your own grounding cord. What else? What else makes your aura flat or dull? I know. Another one would be conflict. Sometimes there's opposition. That might make your space kind of black and white. This way, that way, which way's right? Just let that go. Yeah. Maybe there is no right or wrong in that situation. There's just a like or dislike. So releasing any opposition or conflict out of your space, maybe something from earlier today, yesterday, last week, last year. Yeah, you don't have to hold it and manage it. Sometimes when we're sitting there managing something really old, it just doesn't help us create greater states of consciousness. That's right. Letting go. What else? You can release anything that makes your space dingy. I got another one. Judgment. Judgment and criticism. That's kind of popular. Maybe it's your own criticism, your self-criticism, judgment. Kind of hurts, huh? Let that go. Yeah, and know that you're great right where you are. It's okay. You're perhaps moving through something. Yeah. Perhaps it's someone else's judgment and criticism. Let that go. They may just not know what they're saying or the effect it has on you or those around them. Let that go. You might notice a sensation on your body, wherever that judgment and criticism was sitting. Right? It's a dull spot for sure. Just take a moment and let that go. If you're noticing a sensation on your body, just allow it to roll on out down that grounding cord. Now, making more room for your highest vibration, your brightest colors. If anybody has an energy they're noticing that makes their space dull, feel free to say it out loud. Yeah. What else do you see? What else do you notice for you? When someone doesn't show up for you. Ooh. Say again.
Guilt.
Guilt. Yeah. Good one. Let's let go of guilt. Everybody has some guilt. Well, most people do. Notice what color that is and let that go. Sitting in guilt doesn't really allow you to shine in your brightest colors. What else? Anybody else? That's an energy. Makes your space dull. Oh, another one. How about I don't have enough time? I don't have enough space. I don't have enough money. Those are all popular. Yeah. And so when you let that out of your space, it gives you more space to create exactly what you need. So let those not enough of those things go. Those aren't your best colors, right? Not enough. Lack. Letting go of the lack. Lack of something. Releasing that. There's enough for all. Yeah. Letting that down and out. You might notice that in a different place on your body. And if you don't, that's okay too. This is a safe space for you to just come as you are and receive. Yeah. Great. You're letting go of so much. So many of those dull colors, so many of those grays. Maybe some colors you didn't know that were sitting in there. Freeing up room for you. Anybody else have an energy they want to let go of that makes them feel dull and their colors dull? Say it out loud. Okay. Ooh, I saw one in the space. It was separation or breakup. That. Let's let that one go any time there was a separation where it wasn't really your choice? No. Separation from another person or animal. And knowing that all separations are temporary. Yeah. There's a divine essence in all. Letting go of that. Discomfort of that. Oh, good one. Good release on that one. You've been letting go of things for a bit here. And so after we let go of a lot of things from our space, we want to bring in the good stuff. And that's more of you. Yeah, bring in that which validates you. So next tool is this one. So I want you to create an image. Be in that center of head place. Be in that place right behind your eyes where you can create and imagine in a grounded way. Yeah. All right. Creating in a grounded way with your intention is the step into clairvoyance. And so I want you to create an image of a big, bright, beautiful golden sun. That golden sun is of your own highest vibration, your highest essence. And I want you to put that right above your head, a big gold sun. We're going to do this a couple times. It's really fun. And it feels good. So creating that big, gold, nourishing sun of your own highest vibration, because now you have some space within your body, within your aura, to bring in more of you. So good. So letting that golden sun burn bright, burn hot. There it is. And look at that and admire that. That's you. And what I want you to do is reach up with your psychic hands. You don't have to move your physical body. Reach up with your psychic hands and just bring it in. Have it touch the top of your head, your crown. When it touches your crown, it's going to break open. And then you can imagine liquid gold. That's you coming down into your head, filling in all of your head space, your mouth, your nose, your ears, your eyes. Really filling in and watching that gold come on into your neck and into your throat. Yeah, some of you had some of that invalidation coming off your throat, coming down into your shoulders and seeing it run down into your arms and fill into your hands. Each finger. Nice. You might notice a warm sensation. Seeing that gold come down into your chest and into your lungs. Into your heart. Yeah, some of you had a heaviness coming off of your heart. Seeing that gold fill into your belly region. Filling in the trunk of your body. Going down each leg. Filling in your upper legs. And your knees. Calves. Your ankles. Your feet. Each toe. Yep. And allowing that gold to soak right into your skin, your hair, and your nails. And come out the other side of your skin, filling in your own energy field and staying within your energy field. Beautiful. Beautiful. Kind of fun to watch it come in, so I want you to go back up to that place right behind your eyes. And as we're all sitting in this room, in this space, you have, each of you has some little jars of color around you, sort of like in a tool bucket next to you. And so each of those jars is a little essence. And there's a color that goes with it. And you each have your own. And so what I want you to do is begin to grab those jars one at a time. And I want you to create one more big golden sun right above your head. Golden sun of your own pure essence. Right? See that? How beautiful. Your highest vibration. Now those jars you grabbed, each one has an essence. You might see inspiration. What color is that for you? You might see enthusiasm. Notice what color that is for you. Maybe wisdom. How about vitality? How about fun? Play. Peace. Knowing what colors those are for you, they might be different for everyone. Some of you might have matches with similar colors for any of those vibrations. You might see a jar that I didn't say. Okay? And see what color that is. And so I want you to begin to dip into those jars and just sprinkle some of that into your golden sun. Any one that you want. Any of those colors that resonate with you. Colors that will uplift you and the vibrations that will uplift you and create a vibrancy in your space that's really new and fresh. So go ahead and pick those vibrations, those essences, those colors. Go for it. I'm watching you. That's so fun. Maybe there's a pink, a blue, a beautiful teal. Great. And then when you're ready and you're finished playing with those colors and energies, look at that gold with all those little dots and streaks of color. I want you once again to reach up, and this time just pop it. Reach up with your pointer finger and pop it. And watch that gold with the magical colors come on into your space. See it coming into your crown, top of your head, right? Watch it coming into all of your head. Filling in all those places, your eyes, your nose, mouth, ears, going down again into your neck and your throat, going into your shoulders and running right through your arms, down into your hands, going down the center of your body, filling in your back. Wow. Your heart, trunk of your body, and your legs, knees, your feet. How about give it to all of your body systems? All of your systems, your circulatory system, your respiratory system. Yeah, creating wellness for yourself, bringing in those new vibrations. In any system that you would like. Digestive. Great. Seeing that gold with the vibrations soaking into your muscles and your blood and your bones. And then into your skin. and then watch it come out of your skin and flow into your energy field around you, called your aura. So filling in all of your aura with the gold and all the colors that you sprinkled in, those energies that you want for your space. So beautiful. Really having that for yourself. Beautiful refresh and a new vibrant space. Wonderful. Yeah, when you are all filled in, your aura is all filled in, I want you to ever just so gently just bend over and touch the floor and sit back up and open your eyes. And ta-da! Look at you glow. Yeah. And with that, your guided meditation is now complete. Thank you so much for coming. I hope to see you again. Have a beautiful rest of your day, your evening, wherever you are. May it be with your blessing, Great Spirit, that this meditation is now complete. Amen. All right, everybody. Have a great one. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.